me. And it's so sad to think that she don't see what I see. But every time she asks me, do I look okay? I say, when I see you. Tell her every day. Oh, you know, I'd never ask you to change. If perfect's what you're searching for, then just stay the same. So don't even bother asking if you look okay.
Hi, Madison. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
And who do you want to brag about on the Delilah show tonight?
My mom.
So tell me about Mama.
She met my dad like about 10 years ago, and she's been married to my dad for 9. So she's kind of like a mom to me.
So has Dad always had custody of you?
Yeah.
And before your stepmom came along, it was just you and Dad, and then God completed that picture.
Yes.
And what is her name?
April.
What are some of the things you love most about April? What are you so grateful for that she's brought into your life, Madison?
She's very protective of me.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm glad for that, because my real mom wasn't really, she just left all the day.
Madison, can I interrupt for just a second here?
Yeah.
The person who dries your tears when your heart is hurting, the person who goes to your parent-teacher conference meetings, the person who takes you to the doctor's appointments and holds your hands if you have to get a vaccine, that person?
Yeah.
That's your real mom. The person who carried you in her womb is your birth mom. But love makes somebody real. And it sounds like this woman that God brought into your life to be your mom loves you deeply.
Mm-hmm.
So she is your real mom. She's just not your birth mom.
Yeah.
You might have different DNA, but she is the one that God has woven together in your family to be your mama bear.
Mm-hmm.
So next time you're talking about parents and you say real mom, remember what I said, that love is what makes a parent real, okay?
You too.
Just fall apart, baby.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is from a young girl named Victoria. She says, my parents are considering getting a divorce. I'll be 13 in a few months, but I feel like my family is falling apart. Even worse, if they do decide to get a divorce, my younger brother and I will have to move to the other side of the world with my mother. Not only do we have a separated family, but we will have to leave behind friends and the country we grew up in. My family's been trying to hold off on this divorce, but I'm afraid their efforts won't last forever. How can I keep my family together? What can I do? Please help me. From Victoria. Victoria, I will share my Mama Delilah words with you coming up next. You're listening to Delilah.
Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
It's the perfect time to gear up and connect to quality candidates. And there's no better way to do that than through Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Their interview tool helps you schedule and conduct video interviews right from your employer dashboard. Nix the hassle. Start hiring at Indeed.com/credit.
Ball four, take your base.
The only thing worse than a pitcher running out of gas on the mound is your old phone running out of storage for your photos in the stands.
Goodbye, home run.
Switch to Verizon and get a great deal on a new iPhone 15 Pro with tons of storage for all the ballpark picks you want. Just trade in your iPhone, any model, in any condition, so you'll feel like you're winning, even when your team's not. Trade in any iPhone in any condition for a great deal on iPhone 15 Pro with Unlimited Ultimate and get iPad and Apple Watch SE with eligible service plan, only on Verizon.
Hey, let's get out of here. With Audible, we could root for a lone astronaut as he tries to save Earth from disaster. Maybe go for a run with the founder of the world's biggest sneaker brand. We could get the tea on the real-life media mogul succession drama. Or find out what life is really like for an Oscar-winning actress. I mean, with Audible, we could go anywhere. There's more to imagine when we listen. Hear the latest audiobooks, podcasts, and originals at audible.com.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job. It was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
KZST. Sideways, I don't want you mad. So you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, children and some of them views. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, to the place where your horses run free. Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night.
devil trying to tame me little red love machine.
Climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You've been at work all day staring at that computer screen, and the last thing on your mind is turning it on again right now. But before you go to sleep tonight, why don't you place a little note right next to your purse that says KZST.com. Just a little reminder. So tomorrow when you are at work, you can listen to KZST on your computer, broadcasting live on the internet 24 hours a day at KZST.com. And of
no.
Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is heartbreaking. A young girl named Victoria, not even a teenager yet, is watching her family fall apart. And in the possibility that there may be a divorce, her mother may take her and her brother out of the country. I'm guessing her mother is an immigrant back home. But this is what really breaks my heart. Victoria ends her letter saying, "How can I keep my family together? What can I do?" Victoria, the truth is, there's nothing you can do, honey. Because your parents are not looking at a separation or a divorce because of anything you did or did not do. The reasons they are looking at a separation or a divorce are many, I'm sure. But I promise you, there is nothing that you have done wrong, nor is there anything you could do to make them realize they need to work this out, if at all possible. So what does that mean for you? Victoria, it means you're going to have to find a little bit of faith. And you're going to have to realize that God has a plan for your life, even if you can't see it or understand it now. And it may be that you're going to move thousands of miles away. But Victoria, here's the thing. Something wonderful may happen to you on the other side of the world that would not have happened anywhere else. And I say that because it's true, Victoria. When I was a little bit younger than you, my father lost his eyesight. And my family had to leave the farm that I had grown up on and move to a city I didn't like, where there were people I didn't know. And I was so hurt and so angry that my life was uprooted, and I didn't see how anything good could possibly happen. And you want to know something, Victoria? The best things in my life happened. I met my best friends that I am still best friends with after all these years. And I met two men that opened the door for me to get into radio when I was only a year older than you are right now, Victoria. Can you imagine that? I probably would not be on the air today had my father not lost his eyesight, had my family not lost everything, had we not had to move. So even though at the time it seemed like a terrible thing, those circumstances that were so painful turned into a huge, huge gift to me and my family. So if you have to move, you've got to find a little bit of faith, and believe me when I tell you, something good will come out of it. Something wonderful will come out of it.
Understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last in the fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you.
and blood.